This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. There are 3 million children in public school receiving special services for learning disabilities. And some education organizations estimate that 10 to 15% of American children have some serious learning issue that creates problems for them and for their families. But one pediatrician has been challenging many assumptions about learning and learning differences. He's Dr. Mel Levine. An educational journal describes him as a cross between Dr. Spock and Dr. Doolittle, NPR's Margo Adler reports.
On the day that I meet Mel Levine on his own turf, his farm near Chapel Hill, North Carolina, he is bowing to a goose and instructing me to do the same.
Come here, baby. When you see her, you need to bow down to her. She bows. How are you?
Mel Levine has lectured all over the country and the world. But he is most at home here, among his 240 geese, 40 pheasants, 12 peacocks, and 10 swans, and the 16 donkeys that are named for opera roles.
This is Norma, and she's trying to convince me that she would like to have her supper next week.
Look at this.
Levine brings the same deep belief in variety and difference to his animals that he brings to his study of kids. He is the director of the University of North Carolina's Clinical Center for the Study of Development and Learning and co-founder of an organization called All Kinds of Minds that looks at learning differences. His audience ranges from anxious upscale parents of prep school kids to teachers in troubled schools. The message is all of us are wired differently. Kids need to understand their strengths and weaknesses, and schools need to teach kids about the way learning works. Levine argues that telling a kid he is learning disabled or has attention deficit disorder is not very helpful. So when kids come to be assessed at his institute in North Carolina or at a new branch in New York City, Levine or his associates talk about specific strengths and weaknesses, a process Levine calls demystification.
I say, Charlie, there are three things that seem to be a problem for you right now. You're having a little trouble retrieving things from your memory. It's kind of hard for you when you have an idea to figure out how to say it. And also, you have some trouble getting thoughts down on paper. You have what's called a graphomotor problem, which is that the muscles in your fingers can't keep up with your ideas. You know, you have a funny way of holding the pencil. So, Charlie, there are three things that are a problem for you. You know what? Charlie thought he was completely defective. Charlie was about to write himself off and say, I'm a real dummy, my brother gets A's. By putting a border around his issues, not telling him he's fine, but putting a frame around his issues, he now can get his arms around them.
Levine says instead of labeling the kid, label the specific problem he's struggling with. Suppose it's remembering things in order. You tell him.
That's called a sequencing problem. And then 3 weeks later, he's sitting in class, and the teacher is giving multi-step instructions on how to do something in math. And then he can say, oh, this is a long sequence. I better write it down because I'm not good at remembering sequences. Being able to have the name for the thing you need to work on is magical.
Individual evaluations are expensive. They can cost $3,000. So Levine wants to do more than assess individuals. He wants his ideas about learning to take hold in schools and communities. His institute has a program to train teachers called Schools Attuned. More than 23,000 teachers have been through the program.
When else is it hard to listen, to pay attention? Ashley.
It's hard to listen when people stomp their feet and too loud, you get distracted from what the teacher's trying to say.
At Menlo Park Terrace Elementary School in Metuchen, New Jersey, Rose Ragucci, a teacher who was trained in the Schools Attuned program 4 years ago, constantly brings issues of learning into her classroom. She asks her second graders what helps them pay attention. They mention everything from taking breaks, finding a quiet place to work, to using a stress ball if they're fidgety. She presents them with problems to solve.
What's Greg and Martina's problem?
The teacher is writing on the board too fast and they can't copy fast enough.
Right, and they can't copy fast enough. There's a question. Does this happen to you?
Last spring, Levine's Institute received a contract to train 20,000 New York City school teachers over the next 5 years. A basic premise of Mel Levine's philosophy is don't dwell on why. He tells teachers, for example, if you see a kid with verbal problems and you wonder, is it because of an ear infection he had or poverty or bilingualism, you may never be able to answer that question. Like the doctor in The Plague by Camus, who was simply determined to reduce suffering, Levine wants to know how someone is the way he is, not why.
I think I'm an existential pediatrician.
Being an existentialist, he says, means that you don't have to look for prior causes. The problem with labeling someone ADD or LD, he says, it's a kind of predestination that constricts freedom, and it assumes people don't change.
You can't keep thinking that someone else is imposing meaning on the world. Each of us is in control of who he's becoming. And I really think that's the message in a subtle way I'm imparting to kids and to our whole thinking about the blossoming of an individual.
Merle Jaffe has a doctorate in educational psychology, but she still couldn't figure out what was going on with her 13-year-old son, Zev. He attends a Jewish day school in Manhattan, and he tested at a high level, but something was wrong.
The traditional testing really did not let us into what was happening in school for him.
When Zev was assessed at Levine's Institute, they first told him his strengths.
I had very good higher-order cognition. I had good language skills. I think I had good math skills.
Then they talked about his weaknesses, which involved organization, attention, and certain spatial issues. They suggested strategies like slowing down while taking a test.
I would get bored with a problem in the middle of doing it. I didn't even notice that I was doing it. I'd glance at other things. And so they said to slow down, to look over what you've done, which helped a lot.
Dr. Paul Yellen, an associate professor of pediatrics at New York University School of Medicine, who now heads All Kinds of Mind Student Success Center in New York, says he remembers the first child he saw Levine evaluate. The kid was getting B's in school, and Yellen thought, what's the problem? B's. This must be a case of pushy parents. Then he watched the child struggle during an evaluation.
He had some real gaps in memory. And it wasn't just that these parents were pushing, but that they were sensing that there was something going on.
Mel Levine has his critics. Although there may be thousands of parents and teachers who swear by his methods, the stories are anecdotal. Critics fault Levine's books for not having footnotes or appendices where serious research could be discussed. There are as yet no peer-reviewed studies of his methods.
I have never really been admired by anyone who does basic research in cognition or developmental psychology. They have a hard time with me.
He says researchers specialize. They might look at one little aspect of memory.
And I'm like a slob, sort of covering it all.
But Levine says he has no doctrines. Everything is open to change. He argues that books studded with citations will not influence policy, and he says it would sap the spirit from the humanitarian movement he says he is trying to create. Asked to give a vision of a world that embraced his reforms, he says people would know themselves.
We would see many more individuals who are pursuing pathways in life that fit with their strengths and affinities. I think we'd see a lot less mental illness, a lot less drug abuse, a lot more sort of happiness.
Several research groups, including one at the University of Massachusetts, are studying the School's Attune program to see what impact it has on academic achievement and special education. The results of those studies won't be known for a couple of years. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
You can find photos and extended clips from Margo's interview with Dr. Mel Levine at npr.org.